Okay now, smile.
Ah, come here, Jordan.
Randall, smile. Aw, you guys are so cute in your matching Nicholas Lidstrom jerseys.
It's Lindstrom, sweetie.
I have to go post that on Facebook. Have fun at the game, boys.
All right, big man. Are you ready for your very first hockey game?
I'm so excited.
It was my favorite thing to do when I was your age. What's going over here?
Please remove all hats, open any purses, and remove all metal objects, including belts, earrings, and rings.
Thank you.
Tickets, please. Enjoy the game.
Hey, buddy, let's go find our seats.
Yay!
Welcome to the matchup of the Detroit Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm your host, Chris Blackfield, alongside James Setton. This is going to be a good game, folks. Let's get into it now. The puck is dropped, and it's the Wings' possession first. Justin Lidstrom looking for the pass to Peters Forsbergs, but oh! Gets knocked off his feet! The proprietor, Corey Perry, for the Leafs.
What kind of crap is this?
And an elbow is thrown. It's target number 5, Nicholas Lindstrom. And now Lindstrom is down.
Lindstrom was just picked up as a number 2 draft pick overall. He's not only one of the biggest talked about players, but he's physically one of the biggest players there is. And in hockey, we know that the bigger you are, it does give you certain advantages.
That's right, Chris, but here Nicholas Lindstrom just seemed to be knocked down right off his feet as a team of medical personnel have now swarmed around him at 6'7". He's not an easy man to cover up, which just tells you how many people there are to help.
Is he gonna be okay?
Everything's gonna be okay. It's all a part of the sport.
And he is up. He will be taken for extensive examination, and we will let you know how he is doing as soon as we find out. But for now, let's play some hockey. And it all comes down to this. The score is 3-3 with 30 seconds in the third and the final period. Can they pull it off without Nicholas Lindstrom? We'll find out. Zetterberg wins the puck first, Red Wings possession. He passes it over to Peter Forsberg. Forsberg shifts it over to Holmstrom. Holmstrom, a key player in this game since his teammate Lindstrom went down. Holmstrom driving in, pulls up for the shot. It's good! The Red Wings pull out the win even without their team leader.
Woo! Wasn't that just a great game? Hockey is the best.
I don't want to play this sport.
Jordan, don't be silly. Of course you want to play hockey. It's like the greatest sport ever.
I had a lot of fun, but I think I want to try soccer.
Huh? Jordan, look. I love the sport of hockey, and I had high hopes that you would too. But if you want to try soccer out, we can pick up a ball this weekend and play around with it.
Really? I'm so excited.
15 years later.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the broadcast of the World Cup. We are coming to you live from France for the 6th time this game has been held here. We are looking forward to the intense match between Brazil and the U.S. The top player from America to watch for this year is none other than Jordan Morris from Detroit, Michigan. Here we go. And it all comes down to this. The score is 3-3 with 30 seconds in the second and final half. It has been one heck of a game. Will Jordan Morris be able to lead his team to victory, or will the mighty Brazilians rule once again?
Jose Altidore starts off with the ball, is now looking to throw it in from his own end line. He gets it over to Michael Bradley. Bradley up to Christian Pulisic. Pulisic now looking to shoot, pulls back, passes it to Morris in the right corner. Morris shoots it. Goal! Morris hits the goal to win the championship, and the United States has finally done it, as they are now the World Cup champions.
And there's Jordan now going to celebrate with his family.
Thanks, Dad. I couldn't do it without you.
I'm proud of you, son.